Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Tonight I want to talk about several things, but we'll begin with the solar flares, because we've had a record amount of solar flares coming to the planet Earth ever since last fall, ever since the Pisces eclipse last September. What are they all about? What is it with all the solar flares that are taking place? Let's ask another question. Why talk about solar flare anyway? Could there be a commonality between solar flares and feelings of love? There are strange movements of magma at the Earth's center and concurrent changes in the magnetic field. Let's go back in time, because some of the things I'm telling you will strain most of your belief system and perhaps make things more clear for you. And that's because they are actually taking place. Earth's magnetic field has been challenged and changing to allow a greater consciousness, a greater awareness, to allow the arrival of the 5D energies. In other words, an alliance or connection has formed between Earth's physics and the magnetic field and the sun, along with human consciousness. We were told that we had a grid group that would work for a while on the magnetic grid and then leave. These are your invisible higher forces. Between now and the harmonic conversions that was in 1987, things have changed because the magnetic grid of the planet shifted. When the magnetic grid shifts, your compass subtly points to other places. Your intuition opens and grows. The grid changed and opened up 3 degrees in many places, enough to allow changes of flight navigation. As the grid changed and opened, compasses shifted up to 3 degrees in many places, enough to allow changes in flight navigation in order to change runways and taking off with aircraft. Do you remember the odd changes in whale behavior at about that time? They began breaching themselves in many places on the planet. Whales navigate with magnetic grids, which is how they migrate. When the whales should have found open ocean, suddenly there was breaching or other things got in the way of the whales' normal behavior, and this was because of the compass shift. Those animals navigated just as they always had, but rather than swimming into open ocean, they often beached themselves. By the way, this stopped after a few years, showing you that they were able to adjust to the new headings for accurate migration paths. It wasn't the first time this had happened, and they had adjusted before you had a chance to see it and notice it. Our consciousness forms energy. When the magnetic grid began to shift, that led to later proof that consciousness, something most people saw as esoteric or intangible, would eventually be classified in science as energy. And you can prove something has energy. Energy has structure, and you can calculate it and even measure it. Just as you would work with the law of physics, you would understand more about consciousness and be able to see and measure it. It's really fascinating. And all of us came into being after the harmonic conversions. In the early 2000s, scientists conducted experiments to see whether this was true, and something happened. The 9/11 catastrophe allowed billions of humans to see something at the same time, and that wave of compassion affected their reality, part of which was measured by satellite. Even Princeton University was involved. In the year 2001, you got to see that magnetics and consciousness must somehow be aligned with each other for compassion to trigger changes in the strength and magnetic field. Or else it could be what they called random chance. Magnetic are multidimensional, and so is human consciousness. These two multidimensional energies work together on this planet. The magnetic grid must change to allow humanity to go to higher awareness. And we have just opened up a new magnetic field, a new era, and we are ascending into higher awareness. Those subtleties of change were happening for eons, but now they are increasing. There's a lot happening internally within the Earth, in that some of the coarse fluid magma is moving in an odd way. What does this mean, and what does this core do? Study your science. It is the dynamo of the generator of the Earth's magnetic field. The magnetic grid changed slightly due to this recent directional core shift. The increase in solar flares will also give the magnetic grid of the planet quite a push. The sun is right on schedule and cooperating with the shift. We've had more solar flares and magnetic energy come down to the Earth than we have had in years, in the year 2024 and 2025, and they are increasing. The solar flares are increasing. That's why some scientists are talking about blocking the sun from the Earth. So what are the effects of the solar flares and the magnetic grid? When solar flares occur, especially the kind you're seeing, they present themselves dramatically as powerful energy placed within the heliosphere of the sun's magnetic field, often called the solar wind. And that heliosphere has always existed. But the solar flares create far more intense energy and blast the Earth with more radiation than you would normally encounter. Your personal magnetic field intercepts the solar wind and helps protect the planet. But this kind of intensity also changes the magnetics of the planet as well as your body. Even in small ways, the effects of the magnetic field intersecting another magnetic field is well known to your scientists. It is used in electronics and electricity controls. It is pure physics and also a bit mysterious. You can create amplification and increase energy just within the intersect of the magnetic grids, something that has always been a mystery. I'm telling you this for you to understand that I'm describing solar flares, and not only metaphysically, but a real understood energetic phenomenon. These solar flares are pushing a new energy onto your planet that slightly changes the attribute of your magnetic grid. It repatterns it in a way that you have yet to understand. Solar flares must change the grid since it absorbs this immense energy and doesn't just shield you from radiation. Magnetics are not generally well understood, and it's not just another energy on the planet. Magnetics Max is filled with multidimensional patterns that you are unaware of. Magnetics is unlimited energy from the cosmos and not a static energy from pieces of magnetized iron like substances on the planet. The difference in this energy will eventually allow the long sought after magnetic monitor, which uses the energy of the atomic balance of the cosmos, which is constantly available. It is not a finite source of energy, as are most others on the planet.
You cannot stop this energy.
The magnetic field is a physical energy, and I've been saying that for years. This is why these messages show you that we have an angelic core that generates messages, and you might say it is filled with love for the planet and all humanity. I know your consciousness, composition, kindness, and soul. I'm letting you know about this planetary shift and to alert you
to the fact
that it's not a surprise, because it's been planned all along. Even the ancients talked about the new age. In many ways, these mechanisms of consciousness coming on the planet create a dark and light battle that is now upon you. As the magnetic grid changes, it allows all souls to awaken. It enhances the mastery that sails through the veil because it is thinning. It speaks to you and your DNA much differently
than it ever has before. Our planet Earth has its parts to play.
We are chemistry, consciousness, and the air you breathe. Part of this planetary change
will change the magnetic grid.
Solar flares are not some kind of doom scenario, but part of a fine-tuning. These flares can be very dangerous energy, but you are shielded from them. What you are not being told is that they deliver positive pattern changes to the grid, which is good news and right on schedule. What does this message tonight have to do with love? You are so loved by the universe. You're protected in so many ways that you are totally unaware of. This is a dramatic time, and the love of the Creator is what gives push to your grid so that the battle of dark and light you're experiencing is shorter than it would be otherwise. You're given so many things on this earth to help push away what is negative and not filled with love and mastery. Dark things don't belong in the light. It would take you so long in this battle were it not for these solar flares that are supplying you with a fast track to light, and is taking place right now, and it will take place right through 2030. We are opening up
to a higher consciousness.
You might say that the other side of the veil is in love with you or get emotional, but that's the human part of your experience. That's the man in the chair trying to assimilate what I'm telling you. As he listens, he struggles for words because love is in the way, and it has always been in the way. There is so much love available to this planet Earth. You are told that the solar flares are frightening and dangerous. Here's a different concept. Can you welcome them? Can you and your soul thank them for changing this grid yet again and for helping everyone battle with what's before us? Can you be thankful for working out the puzzle with the energies and the higher forces of light on the planet and within the consciousness of the old souls that are helping you now? Be thankful for this new love. Let it grow. Let the universe open for us. And if they have to arrive in solar flares, so be it. Fill yourself with love and fill yourself with light so that you can move forward gracefully during this time. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're going to stop now for your weekly cosmic tip. And I'll be back with more information after this.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of May 26th through June 1st, 2025. Disciplined Saturn moves into Aries on May 24th. Begin to look at how you can start to power new long-term projects. Be aware that several planets are briefly entering new signs this year to start making changes, but it will be 2026 before these changes have more traction. Relationship planet Mars in Leo and Venus in Aries are in harmony with each other now. You can put a little fire and passion into your relationships. This will be one of our best Memorial Days astrologically. The powerful new supermoon in Gemini is sending out sunny, powerful, uplifting energy. It's a perfect day to strengthen bonds and build fond memories. Even if you live in another country and have to work on Monday, it's an excellent time to get new projects off the ground, especially artistic work or anything that requires out-of-the-box thinking. The good vibes extend to Tuesday. If you are already in a leadership position, you will be able to intuit and implement many innovative solutions. It's also the perfect time to ask for a promotion or a raise. You will be able to impress the boss or find new career opportunities. Tuesday evening is mixed with sweet sentiments along with a tinge of passion. Great for couples or singles on their first date. Wednesday brings a low energy day, but you won't have any problem with heavy thinking or lifting at work on Friday. Best to plan and schedule that day to catch up with your duties and responsibilities. Brainstorming new strategies and ideas and seeking new sources of inspiration are also good for that day. Saturday is social time. Catch up with family, friends, and your significant other through sharing and long conversations. Sunday is a quiet devotional day, the perfect time for romance and art. A beautiful, joyous time is present as long as you don't overbook yourself or overextend yourself. Just go with the flow. Be prepared for things not to go exactly as you had planned. This week, whether your focus is on work or love, you will be able to move towards your goals, especially if you have a compassionate, inspired approach. The air and fire elements are emphasized at this new moon. It feels like marketing director energy, because it brings forth innovative ideas and high energy. The flip side is that it's not always the most practical energy in terms of follow-through or finances. Even so, it's good to be open to new ideas and meet new people. The practical part will come later as you decide which ideas have serious potential. It also means that people will be sharing their ideas and goals. Just don't believe everything you hear. And that goes double for anything in politics. A sacred Sabian symbol for the degree of this new moon is a well with a bucket and rope under the shade of a majestic tree. A tree is a symbol connecting with its strength of spirit for support with your earthly roots. The suggestion is to access the emotional depths of the well for deeper understanding and support. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we've just returned from our weekly Cosmic Tip. We're coming into the month of June. Boy, May went by so fast, didn't it?
The month of June is a special month because it's the first time in the new era that we'll go into Cancer season. June represents the return to the heart and the return to humanity. Jupiter moves into the sign of Cancer on June 9th, preparing the way for the Sun to come into Cancer and for all of us to be filled with his loving new energy. Every time I sit down to do a show, I never know what's going to happen. I never know what's going to come through. But without fail, the messages are always filled with love, insight, and the highest vibration of truth. This month, the message is especially dear to me because we have the new spiritual chakras and we have a new heart center that I would love everybody to be able to access. The 10th chakra is a new heart chakra. It is the heart of the spiritual body, and its color is amber. And when you hook it to the regular heart center, the 4th chakra in our physical body, dynamite happens. You create the circle of light, and within that circle of light, you can manifest, and you can heal, and you can bring in desires for yourself as well as others. Whether you're in the middle of a transformation, on the edge of a new beginning, or simply remembering how to be still and in the state of being, these messages are always for you. Take a deep breath, open your heart, and let wisdom wrap around you like an old friend. Allow the cosmos to bring you down the grace of God. June holds some sacred codes. We love numbers because they're the language of the universe. June is encoded with number 6, the vibration of compassion, service, healing, and pets, and paying attention to the material possessions around you. As we enter Cancer, you will be giving birth to the new you. The overcharging energy of the year 2025 is 9. The number of completion, letting go, endings, and preparing for the new cycle that's already whispering in your ear. This month is healing and house cleaning and homecoming. June invites you to mend whatever has separated you and those around you. Throughout the rest of 2025, remember that you are entering a cycle of separation from spirit. So look around and see what you are connected to that no longer serves your highest good. This is a time to draw the scattered fragments of your soul self into a new kind of wholeness. It's not a perfect kind of wholeness, but it's real for you and it's very sacred. It is the kind of wholeness that says that even with your scars, you are whole. Even with your questions and your pain, you are complete. And even with your history, you are divine. You are filled with light. You are a son or daughter of God. To remember that, just stand still, open up your crown chakra, let the light come in, and take some deep breaths. There's a merging timelessness, not just on this planetary level, but within the universe, within our solar system, and within your new multidimensional being. You might feel as though pieces of you are surfacing, versions of yourself that you haven't felt in years or for lifetimes. Old dreams might return and old wounds open up, but not to hurt you, but finally to be healed. Old memories might flood in, not just from this life, but from many past lives you've lived in order to serve the light. Do not fear these rising tides of emotion. They are sacred. They are the sacred waters of the soul washing through you to prepare for what's coming next. You are coming together into one sense of humanity. All your fragmented pieces are coming together into one. In the past, a large group called the Oneness Organization traveled throughout the world, bringing people together and creating a synergy of union and solidarity for human consciousness. This was taking place on and around the harmonic convergence in 1987. That group was a little ahead of its time, but now the time is ripe for wholeness to evolve into this interconnection, into this existence, and onto this planet Earth. It's the inner reunion between logic and intuition, Earth and spirit, the human and the higher self, and the inner child and the ancient soul. There are three of us. There's a little child who is you. There's the self, the person, at the age you are now, and your blissed higher self, which surrounds both of you and gives you the light of your soul and the light of the universe. Humanity is changing. You may feel that the world around you seems louder, faster, and more chaotic. This is not destruction, but deconstruction. Old structures are crumbling, not because something has gone wrong, but because something new yearns to be born. Cancer is the sign of the mother, and humanity is stepping into the age of birth and enlightenment. This is the time for the collective heart awakening across the world. It's a beautiful time. The other galaxies are watching and waiting for this opportunity to connect with you in a more conscious way. When it's truly safe for them to do so, they will be in your presence. The planetary grids shift in response to your choices to live life more aligned, reconnected, and open to spirit. Every time you forgive, every time you love and act from compassion rather than from fear, the earth intensifies its light and sings your name. It's not a metaphor, it's a frequency. You are literally tuning into Earth with your embodied light. The vision for June is a month in which healers remember their power and light workers play and work and remember their joy. Wayshowers remember they were never meant to do this alone, and the light prevails over all. Those that are lost will be found in the most unusual and remote places. Totally unexpected love will embrace people. Soul reunions will take place. Family ancestral contracts will surface for clearing. New groups will form and old ones will be released. You might be called to forgive someone or yourself. You might be called to speak your truth or to finally listen to someone else's truth. Take the time. As you do that, love will emanate from your soul right through your body into the heart of the other person that's talking to you. That's a beautiful flow. The angels and spirit will bring us together for a gathering. They will feel you stir, wondering how you can walk ahead for your family reunion. Just know that everything is possible. Whatever returns, know that it was not meant to hurt you, but to be healed. I invite you to sit, breathe, and ask your higher heart, where am I being asked to open up to be powerful in my authenticity or in my community? Who am I without the story of my past? What am I becoming? This is your month to soften your sovereignty, to choose reunion over rejection, and to walk with your soul rather than against it. Don't fight it. Don't fight the feeling. Always remember that you are the light returning to the world, not by force, but by the frequency, by choice, by your changes, by your desire to come into a higher dimension of love. You are here, not by pushing, but by remembering. You are here on the planet, not by controlling others, but by allowing. You show the way of acceptance in love. You have courage, you have weariness, and you have miracles in the making. Honor what you have done and work with your fear to begin to move forward. You are never alone. Your angels and spirit guides are always with you. Know you are not alone. Spirit is always with you. In this great reunion of soul and spirit, we stand hand in hand and heart to heart as one around the world. And so it is. Yes, and so it is. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're going to take our half-hour break. We have our messages and our song, and I will be back after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our break. And that was William Vitale singing Everywhere. He sang it and wrote that song in Hawaii at the Seven Pools in Hana, and I was there when he did it. It was a beautiful day. Let's talk about the ascension timeline. It's very important. What is occurring across the gradients of the Earth plane are reflections of coordinate points in space, and they're called power points. These points go across space, time, and dimensions, and they are currently being transcended into a higher vibration. This follows the saying that, as above, so below. The human collective spans across these gradients. Thousands are aligning with a myriad of experiences and their potential outcome. Each one of us is expanding into this new dimension. Various time tracks open and close within these gradients, resulting in the opportunity to alter your trajectory and gain access to intervention and assistance from the invisible forces where it was previously impossible or unattainable. This is a release of energy emanating from secure designated ascension timelines that originated in the creation field of the universe. Through connection to our future ascended state, the ability to adhere to your own consciousness on this timeline is being extended through the inception points in the living light matrix to the middle and upper fourth dimension in an effort to retrieve those lost on previously inaccessible timelines and previous healings that couldn't connect to the PowerPoint on the timeline and fallen ascension projects. This is part of the knowledge of self-healing. As you meditate and go into the higher chakras, you can heal your body. If you can hold your etheric body in place at these power points, it will heal. By rewriting the codes for these formerly failed attempts, we strengthen the connection to the designated successful PowerPoint timeline. This involves the reinforcement insertion of the collective from the failed timeline onto the new trajectory with new outcomes. Healing. The healing process is rewritten, and the codes are rewritten, and they create a new timeline that roots them onto the ascended future point. It widens the footprint of healing and strengthens the cells into the living light matrix. All this will result in natural healing and raising your vibration and frequency process to where you need to be aligned with the dimension that you're entering into. This is part of the new earth and the new plan for mankind. Many of you are drowning and lost and frightened because the aspects of your lineage, but you're pulling in fragmented aspects of your soul lineage from these dimensional spaces for healing. Galactic memories of failed healing and higher energy rescues, including healing that has been done, including natural healing so far that we've been able to attain on the planet, have been stored as historic familiar programming with your energetic code, and they're all being triggered. They're in your new DNA. This is a beautiful process that's going on. Deep release is occurring as distortions in your light body are being addressed, and this is triggering an onset of ascension symptoms and activations that are presented both physically and emotionally. One of the noticeable symptoms is wanting to sleep and needing more rest. The sleep, when you go down to the deeper levels, will do the healing process while you're in that state of sleep. It's very powerful, and you can ask for it before you go to sleep. You can ask for the healing, and you can ask for where you need the body to be healed, or put your palm on the place that needs healing, and see what happens when you wake up in the morning. This free fall becomes a trust fall if you choose it. You can move higher in your dimensional time and progress forward on the trajectory that carries with the seeds of hope and the promise of a successful ascension. Through the grace of the God Source, the road leading to the higher manifestation and creation fields in your 5D are opening, and they open up through the new spiritual chakras. I'm explaining it as best I can. I can see it in my third eye, how the process works. So if you begin to go into deep meditations, you can do this for yourself. And that's the thing to remember and know. So we've come to the end of our program tonight. I hope I've been helpful to you. If you need any more information, the book, The New Spiritual Chakras by Elizabeth Joyce, is available on Amazon.com. We have our meditation coming up. We have William singing about the moonlight. And we will finish with Richard Shulman with the music of Alignment. This is Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out. Thank you for listening tonight, and I'll see you next time. Good night. This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen
and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind, with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Shulman as he plays peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.